Hello, Parkside families, parents and carers. Mr. Kelly here, head teacher of our fabulous school, and I'm delighted to share this head teacher letter to you as an audio version and the last one that we have of this term before we get to the Christmas period. So as we reach the end of this term, I just want to reflect really on what an incredible few months it's been since September. Our students have really shown outstanding commitment, resilience and enthusiasm in all aspects of school life, whether it's from the academic progress to sporting achievements, success in the arts and community engagement. They've truly embodied the values of Parkside, and I'm immensely proud of the way they've approached challenges and embraced opportunities to learn and grow. This week, to top off this term, we are running Celebrating Success Reward Assemblies. So we're holding those for all year groups just to recognise and celebrate the fantastic effort and achievement of our students. Their resilience and the commitment to learning and then the positive attitude has been outstanding, as I mentioned. So these assemblies are a great way to finish the term on a real high note. I do want to highlight the work of our Parkside Choir and bringing such joy to our community as we've been running up to the Christmas period. They've been absolutely exceptional in spreading Christmas and festive cheer across Chesterfield. They've performed at the Belvedere House, the nursing home. They've supported the St. Augustine's Food Bank, and they've also delivered a full concert at the Crooked Spire. And it was great to see so many parents and carers and family relatives attend some of those events. The feedback we've had has been incredible, and we're just so proud of how they've represented Parkside with such talent and kindness. And a huge thank you to Mrs. Allsop, our fantastic music teacher, for supporting our students and providing these opportunities for them to shine. Looking forward to our community Christmas dinner tomorrow, so we're thrilled to be hosting that. Thank you to everyone who's able to join us, and we really look forward to sharing a festive meal and celebrating together with those families who are able to attend. I want to share with you some information about Mission Christmas and how they are supporting our students. We're delighted that we've partnered with Mission Christmas this year. It's a fantastic initiative that helps ensure every child has a gift to open on Christmas Day. And some of our students have been selected to receive Christmas presents through this scheme. So we're really grateful to the organisers and the wider community for making this possible. It really truly reflects the spirit of giving and the care that makes this time of the year so special. And those students will receive those free presents tomorrow. Year 11 are just finishing their GCSE mocks. We're really, really proud of the effort, the tremendous effort they've had, they've made during these recent mock exams, and they conclude today. Their determination and focus has been really impressive, and we're confident this hard work will pay off in the summer. And to celebrate their achievements, there's a big reward event that's occurring in the hall today, just as a well done, and there's a bit of fun there for them as we finish that Christmas term. Looking ahead, after the Christmas period, on Monday the 5th of January, Year 11 students will return. Just Year 11 on the Monday. It is an inset day, but we are having Year 11 students in on Monday the 5th of January for intervention sessions from 8:45 to 11 o'clock. And attendance is absolutely essential. These targeted sessions will have a significant impact on the GCSE grades and the selected subject areas that have been chosen to attend. So as parents and carers, we really look forward to your support in ensuring that your child, if in Year 11, attends on Monday the 5th of January at 8:45. Just a polite reminder around uniform expectations as we start the new term. If you could please ensure that your child returns to school in full uniform. And I think key reminders around black shoes, if you're having to purchase some of those prior to the return for all other students on Tuesday the 6th of January, if you could please ensure that you purchase those shoes over the Christmas period. And of course, the natural nails and natural hair colour is what we expect on that first day back. If students choose to have artificial or coloured nails or unnatural hair colour during the holidays, these must be removed and rectified by Tuesday the 6th of January, or they do risk missing lessons in mainstream classes. As we move towards 2026, just a further heads up, I spoke to parents and carers in my previous communication that we are moving away from text messages as our regular communication tool. Instead, all school communication will be via the Arbor Parent app and email. So if you could please ensure you're signed up to Arbor, and please contact us at the school if your email address needs updating, and I'll share the actual transition dates for that move away from text messages in the new year. So please stay connected with us. Please keep up to date with all the latest news, the achievements, and celebrations. Follow us on social media. There's absolutely something to be proud of at Parkside every single day. And we'd love you to join us in the celebration of all the great things that happen with your children in our building. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Just search Parkside Community School Chesterfield. And it's the perfect way to stay informed and share the successes of our amazing students and staff. Dates for the diary. I've already mentioned the community Christmas dinner tomorrow for 11 o'clock arrival, please. The last day is Friday, so that's tomorrow, 19th of December, and students will be dismissed at 12:30. And that is a non-uniform day where we ask students to either contribute on the Arbor app to that for local charities or bring in a food gift for Gussie's Kitchen at the food bank in our locality. So those are the two ways that students can donate tomorrow. So non-uniform, last day tomorrow, 12:30 finish. Inset day, so no years will be in other than year 11 on the inset day on Monday the 5th of January, but all students return to school at 8:25 on Tuesday the 6th of January. So finally, I wish you and your families a joyful Christmas, a happy new year. It's an absolute special time to pause, reflect and celebrate everything we've achieved together since September. Our students have been truly outstanding. They've showed resilience, ambition, kindness every single day, and we thank you so much for sending them to our great school. Thank you for your continued support in making Parkside Community School a place where every student can thrive, feel valued and absolutely reach their potential. We're looking forward to welcoming everybody back in January for another exciting term full of opportunities and success. So please enjoy the festive break. Please stay safe and we look forward to seeing you in the new year. Take care.